because I think she does the hook on another track, right?
Yeah, Un Seul Chemin.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, Only One Way, that was in English as well.
Yeah, yeah, we played that earlier too, right?
Oh,
no. Okay. Did
I? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, my bad. Oh, yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. But who else from Montreal was on that album?
Not a lot. Like, this is,
I know there was a couple people, but they weren't on the on the version I have. It's just not listed.
Okay.
The French from France artists are listed, but the other.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
For some, yeah.
Montreal artists, most of them, or basically all, they were people that were related to us. We had some kind of collective group that we called Acropolis. So, like, they were Sparker Brothers. Back then, they were called Frontline. There was also Arsenal, Wise Dutches. I don't remember what was his name before, but now it is that. But, you know, right now people are living either Toronto or Vancouver. Like, the collective was kind of, let's say, spreaded. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it still exists. So, in that album, those were the only featurings that we had. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you had the very famous French artists featurings.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you had La Clica.
La Clica, Funky
Family.
Yeah. Stummy Bugsy and Passy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So how, from my understanding, you guys flew out there to do those collabos?
Yeah, I think it was done in a single weekend.
Mm.
Like, it was all arranged that we would go from that studio to this other one. And meeting with those groups in Paris. So that's a very good thing. Right now, a lot of tracks are being recorded, over the web.
Yeah.
So, but back then we were
in your own city.
Yeah,
you could
exactly
be across the street from a guy, yeah, and you're just like, hey, yeah, I'm sending it to you. Yeah.
Yeah. But back then it was impossible. So you couldn't send an email, I think.
Facts.
So you guys went over there to get that, also to get that energy too. Because, I mean, you could have, in those times, you could have shipped the real tapes over there, and they could have shipped them back, but you guys actually physically went down there. And
yeah, that would have taken like a week and 2 weeks. Mm.
And the energy's not there at the same time, right?
Completely.
So how was it being in the studio with those guys?
That process. Funky Family, I remember we spent the entire day writing inside the studio, playing the track in loop. And that was, and like, we were fans of Funky Family.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
On the French side. So, like, always listening to their album, La Furie et la Foi. And even today, I'm working a lot with Pone, who's the beat maker for Funky Family. That was crazy. So, just being kind of impressed with them, working with them. Writing rhymes the best way we can, making sure like it's a track of quality.
Facts.
After that recording, so writing is one thing, but recording after that, hearing their verses, and just like the verses that were on their album, same kind of quality on a new beat with us. So that was crazy. Passy was kind of I would say on top of his prime. So he had a lot of singles that were kind of mainstream, playing on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Even in Montreal on hip, like, if I'd watch hip hop, like, this
Music
guy would
Plus.
Have a, yeah, exactly.
Music Plus. Yeah, he was playing a lot. So that was kind of a strategic track for us. But still, the instrumental that we had, I think it was a beat from a guy from Ice Spice Crew, Ronnie. So I'm not sure if this guy's still making beat, but Ice Spice Crew, like, that was a crazy Montreal group. Sick. So he made the beat, and that was a beat that was kind of raw, so not mainstream, not commercial. So I think Passy appreciated getting a beat like that to kind of get back to the way that he was doing music before getting mainstream.
Yeah.
And that was the same for Stummy Bugsy, same exact thing. So
yeah, that Stomy Bugsy track, man.
Yeah, La Clica, there was a little bit of tension in the studio.
Oh yeah,
that competition, I would say.
Okay.
And now I think, like, whenever we look at that, like, it didn't make sense, not only from their side but from our side. So everybody grew up, but back then there was a competition. Like I think that these guys were seeing, like, people from Quebec as, you know, some kind of a in a country, in a big region.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
like, yeah. Like, yeah, not being like from the city or
yeah, being exactly. A little,
trying to say kind, yeah, say that yeah. We're slow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, but crazy experience, regardless, man.
Yeah.
And you guys did shows out there as well, right?
Yeah, only one.
Okay.
A single show in a festival. Yeah. So that was in the south of France, like they do Francophonie, just mm-hmm. like here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we took the train and like the train à grande vitesse. So and I remember that we met IDLG, Kerry James, there in the train. So there were a lot of groups performing. So we were the only group from Montreal.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. There was Funky Family as well. Yeah.
Dope.
But these days kind of went fast. Like we just remember some like basic single things, but all the entire day went like we don't remember nothing about that.
Yeah. Where you we didn't have time. Yeah, no. You didn't have time to lay back and enjoy.
No, it was not at all.
Go.
Yeah, go.
And I think everything kind of lasted about maybe 6 months.
Right.
So those were intensive 6 months. Mm-hmm. So when I said earlier we were good in a short period of time, that was that short period of time. Right. But after that, it went down. Like nothing, no, like there was just some shows here and there, but it was not constant.
Okay.
And we didn't realize that. We thought it was forever.
So I forgot to ask about the Move On video.
Yeah. So that was shot in Saint-Henri.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can see it from the walls, like... The way the colors, etc., it was all shot there. There was that shot in the basketball court in the school. I don't know what school it was, but it was all shot in Saint-Henri in a single day. There was a rain part that was with a boyau d'arrosage, water hose.
Yeah,
so that was it. Basically, with Vincent Ygret, that was the second video that we did. We were supposed to do Flouz with Olavash combined together.
Mm-hmm.
But that never happened because this is when the contract was broken. But we should have done that video.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was it would have another kind of impact that we had. I think it would have been a very good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we did these videos.
Was the decision because maybe like Move On was... kind of more commercially accepted,
exactly.
Like, you know, with the, because he had Witt Sejean singing
exactly.
on the hook.
Yeah.
And
there was that kind of formula for the radios, that mm-hmm. format.
Right.
Especially at that moment of
singing
the 90s.
Rapping,
exactly.
Right.
With the metric, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is the part that we were argumenting a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't mm-hmm. like to a format.
Mm-hmm. But how do you feel about that format now? Do you think it was a bad idea? Or?
No, I think it was a good idea to have that and target the radios
as
well.
I mean, yeah.
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 Yeah, I think yes. You still need some tracks in the album that are not... Mm-hmm. You cannot do all the same and really
exactly.
like a box. So
you need to cover all...
Yeah.
All aspects.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But having one track like that, or two tracks, or three, that, I
it's
think
it's necessary.
Yeah, it's necessary. It's necessary. Yeah, just to keep the sustainability of what we do. So that was the artistic kind of clash that we had when doing the album.
Right.
And if it was only us, we would probably have done one track with no hook and just verses back to back, just like Wu-Tang used to do. That was our inspiration.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facts. Shout out to St. Henry, man. St. Henry's in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So after... Oh, yeah. Was Jean-Luc Rimet in any of those videos?
No, he was not. He was not. He was kind of always in the background. So, no, it was not the kind of guy used to show a lot, but also he was from France, so he flew only to make the beats, probably just for a week. Yeah, but it looks like time doesn't.
So you guys didn't have any relationship with him prior.
No,
it was the label. Okay,
exactly.
Yeah, so
brought him.
He said, "This is the guy that you're going to work with."
Exactly.
And so was he an up-and-coming producer? Does he have other stuff that he did in France that we would know?
Yeah, Meloman, he worked a lot with them. He was part of the group, Meloman.
Okay.
Yeah. So there is also his partner that is still there. He kept the name Meloman. We're still in contact with him. So they were both in the group. But like I think it was all the beats were done in about a week or two. But before that, we had a tape with different choices. So maybe we had about like 25 beats, and we chose those will be the singles.
Okay.
So Pat Chilling and Move On were already done before. Mm-hmm. So after that,
you guys chose those beats from a tape.
From a tape, yeah.
Crazy.
We probably only chose about three or four, and then the rest he completed on spot. So he recreated.
Did he bring his drum machines and stuff like that?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember what he used to use? I'm a producer, so I'm curious with all that. You know, if it's for the producers listening.
I think he had an MPC. Or maybe the MPC came a year after, Akai 2000, or maybe like in the same period. But I remember he had the Planet Fat. Yeah, and there was one called Proteus as well.
Okay.
You remember that?
For Rax.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, those.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I didn't like the drums that much. Like, I preferred MPC than Proteus or... Planet Fat?
Yeah.
So,
I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's cool to understand. Because I thought it was somebody from here who even made those beats. No. I didn't even know.
But there were some people from here that, participated there.
Do you remember any names?
There was a Junior, but I think he doesn't make any beats anymore. He didn't even have a nickname. Was there any other people? Not sure. No. I think it was just Junior and Jean-Luc Rimé.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So after that release, you know, you talked about how you guys kind of went separate ways. And so, you know, tell us about the years that followed.
Yeah. So 98, like it went through with shows and like the year ended really with a big show in the club Metropolis or Club Soda, something like that. Mm-hmm. Spectrum. Then after that, 99, we were kind of already preparing our new album, but at the same time wanted to get out of the deal with Radisson. When we managed to get out of that deal, like we had our own studio, and we were producing with Acropolis, etc. But there was something that happened, and this is, I'm not really talking about that on radios, etc. Mm-hmm. So this is where it kind of slowed down the entire process. Mm. So we were supposed to release an album, etc. It didn't happen. After that, like years passed by, we went back to school. Like I started before Radisson, I started the... some kind of a degree and it stopped because of the Radisson opportunity. So I went back to pursue that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, the years passed by, we wanted to do an album back, but it didn't work out. So like 5 years goes on, like you don't even see about that.
And the game was really changing in those times.
True.
It was
big
going
shape
from,
shift.
Yeah.
Okay, if you want to have a video and everything, you have to be signed. Like, you know, you guys were signed, Dubmatic were signed, and other than that, you had to be independent and really have a little bit of backing to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
To a situation where, oh, now, you know, things are selling less in stores, there's mixtapes in the streets, and internet's starting to take over.
Yeah.
How is that process like that?
Yeah, exactly.
The world was changing.
Yeah, the world was changing, and like we had some tracks recorded here and there, no management, long-term vision, not really, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Not clear. Just wanted to record tracks here and there, but without thinking about will that work or not. And at the same time, I think this is a good thing to not think too much and just do like your thing. So I think I wouldn't change a thing about that. I remember 2004, this is where we had a project, a serious project of doing an album with a good team. Right. We were recording in Ottawa. So that album finally was released on June 6th of 2006. It was supposed to be released May 31st, but it was delayed of a week. Mm-hmm. So we didn't like the date. Like releasing an album on the June 6, 2006, like it was kind of...
Oh, that's the 666
thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. And it was...
Didn't even connect that. Okay.
Yeah, so like we were... Okay, starting from then, we will release a product every year. Like on July 7, 2007. August 8, 2008. September 9th. So that was a decision that we took in 2006. Mm-hmm. So 2007, we had a mixtape, Ultimate Jal, that we did. 2008, we had a street album. And this one, I'm really proud of it. I think this is the best album that we released. Mm-hmm. And it was some kind of a revenge, I would say, because I made most of the beats for Business Legal, the 2006 album. But people were kind of mad about that. They didn't appreciate. They were kind of used to the sound that we had with Armageddon. They were very professional. And like with that album in 2006, we got back too much to what we used to do before in Wretched Prophets with everything loud and no structure.
Okay.
So people, it's not everybody that appreciated that. Mm-hmm. So the critics were kind of very
harsh.
Let's say,
yeah, they exactly. They were hard on you guys
for a comeback. So 2008, when we did that street album, Armageddon 12, 21, 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We did that album in 2008. I made the beats and now the critics were better. So I took more of my time. Sometimes it's a good thing to have less confidence and be careful. So this is what happened in 2008. Mm-hmm. So it was better and I was proud of
it. It's a good
that.
Line right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. In 2009.
It's a jewel.
Yeah.
Message.
Yeah, 2009 we did a DVD. So all the footage that we had over the years starting in 98.
Nice.
Like we even went to Music Plus and collect everything that they had in their archives, and we did a DVD.
I watched the DVD.
Yeah, it was a self-biography.
Yeah. There was actually one thing that happened in the DVD I wanted to bring up, which was the show that you guys went to at TQS.
Which one?
There was a show where they had
Blackout.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what show was that normally?
Yeah.
Like, it was just a regular talk show?
I think they were some kind of debates, and there were that animator that was asking questions to people, but it was very entertaining.
Okay.
So there were people from the crowd, and I think those were actors in the crowd asking questions to people. It was basically entertaining. So now they add that topic to talk about racism, and they invited us. I don't even know how comes, like, we were called to.
Yeah.
So... like, there were different people that were in the panel. That was a panel, basically, a debate, and some kind of facilitator, interviewer that were asking some questions. And it was some crazy shit, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, so, because one lady got up and said some real ignorant stuff.
Yeah.
Very close-minded stuff about race, like, you know, a certain race.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like it was a setup for you guys to flip out or something. I don't know, like, especially in those times. And what she was saying was just kind of really wild, you know. I don't want to get into it too much because it's not even worth it, but go watch the Rain Man DVD. And
That was a sample that we add in that DVD, but besides of that, like, that was crazy.
That's why I had to ask you, because that's only like 1 minute of it, and it looked like it was pretty
It was an hour.
Pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, that was an hour show. There was that group that performed a song talking about Aunt Jemima and, like, people laughing in the crowd. And we weren't laughing, and we said, no, that's not funny. Like, why are you guys laughing about that? And so
it was a big setup.
Yeah. And
awkward.
Yeah. At the same time, you can say there are things that have evolved and got for the better. At the same time, it's not changing. There are still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's, yeah. Mm, crazy.
Yeah, but yeah, the DVDs, it was nice to get that history from the group. I like finding any kind of thing like that. And so what kind of music do you guys still do music nowadays?
Yeah, a bit less, though. Max is more active on that side than me. Mm-hmm. Like right now he's releasing something, maybe you guys have seen that on social media. In French it's called L'Art Tentaculaire. So it's really a concept with an octopus and, you know, touching many things and like being active in many spheres.
Yeah.
So this is what right now he's doing. Okay. Planning to release a track every month starting this Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Good timing.
Yeah. So, So you guys will be able to see also some visuals there. So still active.
Where can people... I don't forget, where can people find his music this Friday or in general?
Yeah, so that, if you follow social media, Rain Man L'Un des Deux, you will be able to find that. Then after that, there will be, you know, the traditional thing, like the link in the bio, that will be
so
that.
So Rain Man, L-U-N-D-2.
Exactly.
Okay. And you've been busy recently,
yeah,
working on your own project, you kind of started to tell me about last time when I met you.
Yeah.
And let's talk about it, man. It's called Hitstory.
Yeah, it's called Hitstory. So it's really, the next step after Patchilling 2.0 that we did, which was kind of pilot project.
Yeah, why don't we start at Patchilling 2.0 and bring it to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
So 2018 summer... we wanted to do this remix of Patchilling. So we wanted also to stay in the same line of what we did back then 20 years ago in 98 with Scandal. But instead of doing a featuring with a lady like that, traditionally we would ask people to suggest a female artist to perform with us. Mm-hmm. So... we just shared with them a list of people in Toronto, in Quebec province that could be featuring on us. That was not a contest, though. That was more asking people to co-create with us, to participate. So, and not only the female artists, but also the instrumental. We asked them to select amongst a list of 11 beats which one they wanted. Mm-hmm. Us to perform. So of course the 11 beats, there were instrumentals that we were feeling and that the female artists would also feel. So they chose a beat maker from Quebec City called Max OG. Mm-hmm. And a female artist from Toronto called Jet Lease. So then after that, after like a month of collecting, you know, feedback from people, like we got in studio. The rhymes were written, everyone separately on their end, and in a weekend, very fast, we created the song. The day after we created the video clip, and then after that it was released on all platforms. So this is something we wanted to start 20 years later, make people participate into the creation process and use technology with it. Because like when I said earlier that I went back to school, basically I went in technology. So now this is where I started over the years to feel like two separate people, like one doing music and one in doing consulting and technology. So it was kind of a bit schizophrenic. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to bring back those worlds with that project, basically.
Okay.
So that was the pilot project. After a couple of months, we even did shows in Toronto, Quebec, Montreal. And I always wanted to build a mobile app that would kind of automate that process. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is what we're doing right now. So there is a launch that we will do in Asgain Plaza. of the mobile app.
Yeah.
So that's March 19th.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Next Thursday already. So much work behind that. People will be able to download the app on, you know, traditional like Apple Store, Google Play Store. And we have about 25 beats that people can select from about 8 beat makers. They will also be able to select a vocal artist. Like we have 4 people. We have Greasy Dex from Toronto, Phoenix from Montreal, now living in Toronto, Gibré, and a guy called L'Autre, who's very new. That's the first appearance that he will have. So it's just a matter of making people participate in the creation process, listen to instrumentals, and see who would fit the best on that beat. Mm-hmm. After hearing their latest tracks, seeing their social media, and then after that, we just released the track based on the one that has the most votes. We do a video clip and making off. That's the process, basically.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to get people to help co-create, like you said, and kind of bridge the gap between artists.
Yeah, that's
link up artists who they think should be making music together.
Yeah, but
is that one way to
exactly this is matchmaking for musical artists,
okay,
or twinning. So whenever you have an artist in English, another one in French that do not collaborate together because of the language barrier, or you have an artist that is very well known that does not collaborate with an artist that is less known because of whatever invisible barrier that is
politics.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Geographic barriers as well. Mm-hmm. Basically, this is we're making them, we're giving them an opportunity also to have the public deciding which one participating as creators. I believe everyone as a creator or creative
mind.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that was really the idea. Yeah,
that's a dope idea still.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
So what should people expect when they walk in next Thursday at Aus Gang?
Yeah. So Aus Gang is a very good, nice place.
Yeah.
It's a very nice place, and I think we will exploit that as much as possible. There will be, like, beats, of course. Mm-hmm. Like, we have 100% control on whatever we'll play there, so... We will. This is not something that is happening like very frequently. So people will hear some very music of our choice, let's say. Mm-hmm. There will be visual arts as well. So not sure if people are used to that. Me, I'm kind of new. But visual arts is whenever you have lights and like C2 events, very immersive experience. Kind of bringing that technology side of things. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people networking, people in the industry, music industry, technology industry. So that's a good place to do contacts and meet some artists.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I must say that in this city, we don't have enough people who bring people together. Like there's not enough manager types, let's say. Yeah. A lot of people, they want to be the artist these days, and there's not enough people who, you know, put themselves in that situation where I'm going to be the medium between, I'm going to be the glue that holds everybody together. And that thing, you know, that's rare, and I imagine that's definitely one of the reasons why to even create something like this, because, you know, cause it's like everybody's walking on parallel streets. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Like, and I didn't see it from that aspect, and I think this is something that we should put the emphasis on. It's really the fact, I think that's a problem that we had, that we always had in Montreal, is that everybody believes they have the solution. Everybody believes that they're the best. Mm-hmm. And without realizing that everybody's part of the solution, but doesn't have the entire solution. Mm-hmm. So this is where... Whenever you see an artist that is popping up, like we should encourage that artist and put strength together and say, okay, the more he blows up, the more I have chances to blow up myself after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he, whatever he can expect from me, I can expect from him as well. So this is a mentality that is not natural. Even like Rain Man for ourselves, like we didn't have that at all. Like first album, we didn't invite nobody. We thought about it a bit, but whenever it got complex, we said, oh no, screw that. This is not something that's a priority for us to have other artists other than people that we know.
Right.
Part of it. Mm-hmm. Nah, man, forget this. So.
And that's the environment you were brought up in too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like it's got to get put to an end somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere something's got to give.
At the same time, you cannot force things that are not natural, especially with art. But I think that there are some people that are able, even in restricted conditions or forced conditions, to create something that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, beat makers. When I met you on that art beat, like, I think all the beat makers are giving a sample.
Yeah,
so that's Loop Sessions.
Yeah.
Basically, they got the idea from Brazil.
Okay.
So Dr. Matt and Lupienza, they went down to Brazil and they went to this event, and they saw at the event that what they do is they have one person brings a record and everybody will have 5 minutes with the record.
Okay.
So let's say there's a computer attached and you get the recording from, you know, so I'm going through the record for 5 minutes, flip the record, and whatever I find there in that 5 minutes in that recording, I take that back to my station.
Okay.
And those are the samples that I have to work with, wherever I ended up going, you know, with the needle during that 5 minutes. And so everybody has a couple hours to sit in there at their zone, whether they're using a computer or a drum machine or their phone.
Mm-hmm.
They're there in their zone. They make whatever they make. And then at a certain point around 9 o'clock, people start taking their turns on stage to just play the beat that they made.
That's really like, I think that whoever created that made this happen. Like, I believe that person's a genius. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a, like, I'm truly inspired by that. So that model and that growth, also creating constraints because you're giving a sample and you have a time period.
Yeah. Right.
But at the same time, all the beat makers, like, they will give their maximum for that within those constraints.
Find a way, right? Hip hop is finding a way.
Exactly.
And so, exactly. Yeah, you find a way. But, you know, even with this event, with Loop Sessions, I feel like MCs in the city are sleeping.
Okay.
Like, you have an opportunity to go to a place where you can,
about you can 20 producers.
Meet, no, not 20. On average, there's at least 50 producers going to Loop Sessions, because people will show up and they know they're like 55th and they're like, forget it this time. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lineup and it gets so, but, you know, by the end of the night, you will have heard at least 30, 40 different producers. There's a chance to meet them at the same time. And I just feel like where's it's representative of the city to just have all these producers in one place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of days ago, I go to, you know, Widget, my co-host over here, Widget put together a great event on Saturday night at Blue Dog.
Okay.
And you go there, but it's just all MCs and it's all artists, like non-producer artists.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm just looking at him like, man, like,
if we could bring this crowd over to that crowd
and then all these people could mingle.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's so much energy there. But it's like you said, it's like we're brought up in this, you know, I don't know.
Tunnel vision mindset. Yeah.
Everybody does his own thing. Yeah.
But so with all that said, it's great that you're putting that event together.
Yeah, thanks.
People right now can follow the Instagram account.
Yeah, it's story.official.
So
it's story.official.
HITSTORY.official.
Exactly. So that's the story of a hit. So it's on Facebook and Instagram. People can follow and stay informed. So not tomorrow, next Thursday. It's happening at Ausgang Plaza.
And, yeah, man. recently you guys had a show. That's why I couldn't, you know, you told me about the show that you were performing on Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I don't think, in my head, I was like, I don't think I can make it because this guy was putting on a show. But how was your show? Because basically what you told me, you said on the low, we have this kind of show this weekend. Yeah. So Rain Men performed live Saturday night.
So that was Camaro's show.
Mm-hmm.
So Camaro from LMDS. So he did a show at L'Olympia, like full crowded, sold out. So much people.
Amazing.
And a lot of artists. I think it's a very good thing that he did to bring a lot of people with him. He could have done that by himself.
Right.
And have, like, the attention of Julie Snyder and, like, whoever, big media controller, et cetera. He could have done that this way.
Right.
Because he still would have got paid, et cetera, and it would have good media coverage. But for him, it was important to bring people that were at the same period of time when he made his name at first.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there were Sans Pression, Zion, Dice B was there. A lot of people, even new cats like Easy S were there as well. So that was that importance. And Camaro, shout out to him because he has a path. He had his label in France. Like he did his thing for many years. People don't even know about that. People have different opinions about the way he was doing his music. Some people are saying it's not hip-hop. Some are saying it is. It's always happening whenever someone blows up. The same thing is happening with Loud right now. Mm-hmm. But still, he made a show with a good atmosphere with people performing. Everybody had a good time. The crowd had a good time. Even people that didn't appreciate him kind of appreciated what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So good, let's say, working together kind of thing.
Right.
Nice. Yeah. So what did you guys perform?
Yeah, we just made a song. So we were included in about maybe 20 minutes back-to-back artists that performed within a show. Mm-hmm. So it was not headlining. Like, you know, people normally would expect that there would be artists that would open for him, but that was within the middle of his show.
Yeah.
So
that's what I got from it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that's dope, man.
So Pache Leng we just did with Sabrina Scandal was with us on stage.
Nice.
It's very rare that we do that with her, that we perform. So also Max from Ottawa because he's living there right now. So the three of us together for
But I'm sure that it shouldn't be rare, you know, because if you guys put able to pull that off, the whole city wants to see that.
Yeah.
The whole city wants to see that.
Do you realize that? The whole city wants to see it?
Yeah.
And how does that make you feel when you hear that?
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, I'm not 100% convinced about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, sometimes a lot of people forget about Rain Man and that's okay. That's fine. It happens. Some people do and we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes with the low number, sometimes it's more powerful than the big numbers as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well,
so
there's
that's
no
fine.
Fake numbers in it, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So, but in summer 2018, we did Francophonie, like 20 years of Armageddon, and still there was a lot of people, so we were surprised. But we worked a lot to have a lot of people there, but still, of course, that's a moment that we appreciated because it was like 20 years ago. Like we were kind of used to these crowds and have that adrenaline moment and connection with the crowd. Like we were used to that. And like for all those years, we lost those opportunities, but we had that for one single moment when we had our show.
Felt the energy.
Yeah. And we had that also this weekend with Camaro as well.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
But it's addictive, I would say. Yeah. After the show, you're still remaining there. You're still.
So it takes about a day or two for it to wear off.
We were talking about the vinyl earlier, and how, and then when I was playing the track, we were talking about just how you never got a copy of the vinyl. That's not really important, but that the vinyl was pressed out overseas, kind of like here in Quebec, Canada. It was the CD and the tape.
Yep.
And the vinyl was only put out overseas.
Yeah.
You know, recently, you know, in the past couple of years, you see Sans Pression put out his first album back out on vinyl. Muzayan did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that, that you guys would think about doing?
Yeah, and we're late on that. So this is something that we will do definitely within the next, I would say, weeks or months, but not years. Like, this is something that people can expect. This re-edition of the album, like, they would have new tracks also. Like, for example, they can expect the track... One of the last songs that we recorded is with Pun from Funky Family. So he will be featured on that vinyl album. Mm-hmm. So people can expect that soon.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Is that going to be like an independent press up?
Yeah, that's a more co-production, I would say.
Okay.
Like, we're working with Godfather Production as co-producers with us.
Yeah.
So it will probably be with that structure. Yeah,
man, that's something I'm looking forward to. Because you know, like I said, you know, just to see the other ones coming out, like the 20th anniversary, this and that, and it's like, oh well, that should be out too. You know, what I mean, it's true. Only right. And I know it got brought up the other day when I met you when I was leaving when you were leaving Loop Sessions, and I forget if it was Mark the Magnanimous or one of the guys, you know, from Art B, who was like, yo, you guys gonna put that out on.
Yeah, we need to. Yeah. We need to do that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's putting that energy out.
It is.
Yeah. Any Rain Man story you want to share that we didn't touch, like any subject that we didn't touch on, or?
No, man. Maybe just something I would add is that Rain Man, like, it might only be two, but in fact there are people surrounding us that have very good importance. Like, for example, my brother, blood brother, executioner, that's his name in English, but in French that's Bourreau. Mm-hmm. So shout out to him, because like what he brought to us since the first album and even today, even though like he's less present than he was before, like, still that's energy, that's education, that's really framing, I would say. Mm-hmm. So we cannot forget about people like that. People from Acropolis as well, family as well, all these surroundings, influences, it's very important to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Anybody else you want to give a shout out to?
No, that would be it.
nice. What are you listening to these days? You still listening to the old stuff? You have anything that any artists these days that you really enjoy?
Yeah, like, we listen to our stuff, but I would say, like, punctually, like at some periods of time. Whenever we record a track, we will listen for that track for a week. But like, outside what I listen to in the French side, I listen to PSO Tug. A little bit of Damso, Val, etc. But PSO Tug is a group that I like a lot. On the US, definitely Griselda is like something I like. 38 Spesh and Benny the Butcher, I think those bars are impeccable. And like they say, it's grown men bars for the babies. So I like the way that they are. It's timeless, I would say. You cannot.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not old school. It's not new school. They're just there.
Yeah, we've been playing Griselda since they dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So for years now we've been playing Griselda, and every time they come out with a new project, it's like they're raising the bar every single time.
Mm-hmm. The beats
and the beats, the
rhymes,
like the even concepts. The way that I think, you know, there's a little video. There's videos you can watch about the creation of the last album, and when they're talking about the beats, I think it was Derringer was sitting there with
Conway.
No. His name is Butcher.
Benny the Butcher.
No, not Benny the Butcher. Another Butcher. He just came out with a sample pack.
Okay.
That he's selling. Sorry, I'm not doing it justice, but so Derringer's sitting there, and that's why I think the album has no samples, because like you got the homie to replay all the little samples songs or whatever, so that now it's not, we're not like using any samples and it's sample free music, but it still remained in that same zone. And that's the point I'm trying to make, is like, even if they went around the sample thing and got things replayed, it still remained that Griselda sound. And it's like, I'm glad to see that even after the people would be like, oh, they signed a Shady and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? It's the same.
They still keep it thorough. Yeah, they keep it thorough.
Yeah, yeah. And there are like Flea Mob, also, of course, Conway. That's crazy. They're all perfect, like Wu-Tang back then, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
All right.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for coming through, man.
Thanks for having me.
I feel like I have a couple more questions in the back of my mind, but that'll be another time.
Yeah, yeah.
And but yeah, I want to just once again, I want to talk about the event next Thursday, March 19th.
Yeah.
Ausgang Plaza.
6:30 p.m.
Mm. Hit story. Up on Instagram,
Facebook. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of beat makers, a lot of also vocal artists of all kinds. So very good thing. Labels and people like that. So I invite everybody, you guys, if you guys are free, available, like.
Yeah, definitely, man.
We'll have a good time.
Nice.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
All right.
I wanted to talk about your event for a quick minute because that was a nice little event Saturday night.
Oh, man. The Voice of the Voices. Mic check volume 2. Shout out to Blue Dog. Shout out to Bob Blue Dog. Yeah, they held us down that night. It was a great event. Voice of the Voices. Like I said, I just try to put an event together to bring all, like you were saying, a bunch of different hip hop artists together, all independent Montreal talents and whatnot. We have some R&B singers, we have some reggae artists as well.
Okay, nice.
But yeah, you know, it was all independently put together. Couple sponsors from, you know, friends that are doing their thing out there. So we pulled it together and it went off real well.
Give some shout outs.
It's a good turnout still. Shout out to
the artist, the DJ, the
shout out
the friends who
DJ S to the S, you know what I'm saying, who aka DJ Skitza, who held it down the whole night far as the sound is concerned, and you know, the artist is concerned, just being patient. You know, when you're in that DJ spot, you gotta be patient with the artist and everybody trying to come at you sideways.
It's a lot to manage.
Yeah. So shout out to him. He kept his cool the whole night and he was real smooth about it. artist wise, man, it was a great turnout. All the artists turned up. Shout out to, first of all, I want to shout out to King Jung. He turned it up. I want to shout out to The Gift. I want to shout out to your boy Rex. I want to shout out to Carone. I want to shout out to C Money. I want to shout out to Ezra Lewis. I mean, shout out to Don Fire Beat. Shout out to Dima Zephaniah. Like all these artists, they're all Montreal homegrown. You know what I mean? Independent, hardworking artists. So, like, it was important to put together something so we could all shine. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm an artist, too, right? So,
yeah.
I need that love, too. So, it was
You killed it, too, man.
I didn't think I did so bad either.
A 1-2 track.
Yeah.
And you just look like you were having a really good time.
Nah, man. It's all about that crowd energy. You know what I'm saying? When you're in the zone, you're talking to the crowd. The crowd is giving you that same reciprocation, and
everything's
still high off that from Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Basically that. No, it was cool, man. Smooth. It was a charitable event. You know,
we
got some donations from some of the artists or some fans that came through too. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to help out, give back to the people as well, help ourselves as well as help others. You know what I mean? So. It went down, and it's going down once a month. Look out for the next mic check volume.
Okay, same place, Blue Dog again?
Most likely.
Okay, nice.
Most likely.
Yeah, man.
I'll keep myself informed just to go there to see, like, the kind of event I'm trying to go, like loop sessions and kind of events.
And you talking about the anyways, I don't want to say nothing. We'll talk afterwards. It kind of made a light go off in the head, but
glue, man. This gluing everybody together, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's important. So yeah, man, 4:49 tonight, midnight to 2 a.m. Off the Hook. I'll be back. DJ Buddha Blaze, Flo, Tokyo Kid. I think Buddha's out of town, but I'll be there.
Up, Tokes?
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
No time today. But I dropped to play the project, but I'll probably play a couple instrumentals while you guys rap if you get into it, you know. I dropped a project called North Face and Tech Fleece 4.
Bang, bang.
So that's been the winter tape series that I've been dropping for the past 4 years, and just some tough, grimier instrumentals that I made, SP1200, S950.
And when you listen to it, you have to be wearing a North Face because it gets cold. It gets cold.
Man. The link is on my Instagram, PRO_V_MTL. And tomorrow I'll be dropping a video project for the project. So like the project's 14 minutes long. I'm going to drop a 14-minute long video tomorrow.
Work.
That'll be on my Instagram. So stay tuned for that.
Work.
And if you guys have anything last to say before we get into these instrumentals,
you first.
I'll get that ready.
I'm good. I'm all good. Let's bring them.
All right. Hit me up at Would You Block Mode on Instagram or Sean Fields on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We're out here trying to make some, stay active. You know what I mean? Make something happen. Make something out of nothing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Nice.
North Face and Tech Fleece.
Ouch.
Let me see if I could do something to it. Feeling a little cold, but I still gotta move it. This music, as I use it, I abuse it. I found it, then I lose it.
Nice. Is that a Montreal beat or outside? That's you.
That's nice.
That's very nice. Very nice. I like that.
For us.
J'entends le bruit du monde rationnel, mais mon cœur part plus fort. Leur pronostic, c'est de la boucherie, au diable leur norme. La reine des sentiments négatifs m'offre son support, puis plein de choses futiles. Elles prennent le bord pendant mon survol. Les notes de poème pleuvent sur une rose pour qu'elle vive la rose. En plein été, je t'entraîne des versets d'automne. Des mots d'espoir dans l'atmosphère pour que les contraintes s'évaporent. Je protège mes proches et mes poches, que le positif ça rapporte.
Oh, that was perfect timing.
Nice beat.
Holy! Staying cool with it. You know how we do. We like to move and get loose to it. But still, we got a few movements. So we gon' make sure we chew fluid. That's a lot of movement. I mean, water. I spit it liquidly. Still, y'all gotta get with me specifically. Around this beat as I turn it up. Still gotta turn ashes to ashes and dust to dust. From dust till dawn, I be on something that I be on. A little something from, that's the bomb. Of course, I stay calm, feeling a little tension. But did I mention that we always gonna learn a lesson?
Le jour comme la nuit, nos jeunes planent et s'enflamment l'âme. Aussitôt que l'alarme, c'est la fast life. On travaille et on rame jusqu'à la flatline. À la fin, le brave gang se donne la nouvelle prime time. C'est comme un film de Van Damme. Goddamn, fuck avoir plein de patnés et un harem. Je joue du son pour voyager Montréal à travers la maudite planète.
If I could do this, you dig me, feeling like ODB with the shimmy shimmy, doing what I gotta do just to vibes up, yeah, early in the morning, gotta live up, I rise up with only intentions on my mind, that be goodness, and you know how we put, we design, we just do it, regardless of how to get it done, for real, line up the ducks and set them up, let's check it, bruh. Going on to etc. I'm just trying to show y'all my squad full of generals. Yeah, captains and soldiers too though. Doing what we gotta do just to make the move, bro. Feeling like, where did my shoes go? So I'm on the road barefooted. Asking me why'd I dare cook it? Because I'm hungry, stomach on E. Doing what I gotta do, trust, you know how I be. If you don't, well let me show ya. I roll up with a bunch of soldiers. And to get a grip without the cobras. To get a grip with they hands only. Hold up, Let me shout out all of the homies for sure, bro.
Est-ce que c'est moi ou bien c'est le son qui est juste ténébreux? Ou ces reptiliens venimeux au regard creux? J'ai fait une croix sur leur erreur, j'étais trop généreux. Après que leur trahison pour vrai méritait un pelle brun. Je voudrais les lyncher ou encore mieux les torturer. Jusqu'au dernier respect, juste pour manque de respect. Je veux mon requiem parce qu'un jour je veux bien me reposer. Sans finir névrosé, mais il y en a toujours un qui va oser. Va donc chier, après ça on pourra reposer. Volontiers, si tu veux, on pourra redoser. T'as besoin de médication pour des problèmes d'éducation. Blâme ta mère la folle pour ton intoxication. Les plaisirs de la chasse sont futiles, oubliez-moi. Pour votre fornication stupide. J'ai plus besoin de boire, c'est eux qui me saoulent, je pourrais être lucide. Je vois à travers eux, ils sont translucides.
Snappy, man.
Yeah.
About to go and light up some endo. Feeling like I gotta zip up my coat cause the wind blow a little bit more than usual. I'm doing flows like I gotta do it. It's beautiful, get musical or even lyrical, whatever it is. I'm just trying to better my biz and double the kids. I mean, yeah, give them something that they can hold on. And every day I'm trying to get my roll on. Oh shoot, I was supposed to snap right there, eh? Yo, that was the hook. I just gave y'all a hook.
Somebody call. Naufragé d'allure sans, je vis dans l'ombre sans fausse honte. À boire à la ronde, en fin de compte, les autres rêvent d'être sur les ondes. Ce qui compte, c'est que le cash est comble et de faire ça comble. Pendant que le tonnerre gronde, que la pluie tombe, puis que les troupes abondent. D'où arrive ta joie de vie, je dois dire, je préfère choisir de moisir. Que de rêver soit de loisir ou croisir, je te vois venir. Toutes ces choses-là, elles ont un goût amer pour moi, ouais, mais juste deux fois trois bières à refroidir. On prend qu'on rentre bruyamment. Y'a pas de chilling, pas de feelings, pas de semblant, tu m'entends?
Yo, I hear what you saying.
You be trained, the words I'm displaying. Preacher of the sad life, pretending ain't no time for playing.
Jeez.
Yeah. All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3. I got a smile on my face right now.
Ah, shoot. You know, I ain't said, hey, man, we gotta end it like that. That's smooth as hell.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming through, brother.
Pleasure.
So happy to have you. And we always end the show off with an OG sample.
Yeah.
So today is going to be Ismael Miranda.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
You got one for it?
It's coming. All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. Next week, same time, same channel.
Oh.
Next week, same time, same channel, man. We out.
All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Like I said at the beginning of the show, a couple weeks back, we did a CKUT Sessions, which is kind of like a Tiny Desk style concert with Rain Men. So go up to Google or go on to YouTube and type CKUT or Rain Men, and you'll find a 27-minute video. That's the live show here in the building. Or if you want a direct link, just go to my Instagram, pro_v_mtl, and in my bio, you'll see a little link to the CKUT Rain Men show. So I encourage everybody to go check that out. It was a lot of fun, had a great time, and big shout out to Rain Men for doing that, and bigger shout out to CKUT for you know, helping organize it, filming it, and all the help from the building was much appreciated. So thank you guys. And I don't want to forget to mention once again that in a month there's going to be an NCAA basketball tournament here in Montreal. So if you want to enter the draw, email admin@ckut.ca, admin@ckut.ca, and go win those tickets.
Join Quebec Music Parallel for three straight nights of jazz and new music in Montreal. Tuesday, October 11th. the Yves Chaudière Trio, along with Marianne Trudel and Karen Young at the Lion d'Or. Wednesday, October 12th, Plante with New Personnes Les Oreilles and No High Banda at the Sala Rosa. Thursday, October 13th, Ivan Nonet and Mathieu Staller at Le Ministère. Tickets available on the venue websites, a CKUT co-presentation.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Montreal. The following is a previously broadcast program.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
There is this thing. Do you realize what is? There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. What? Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Off the Hour, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are 8 days into the month of April. We are broadcasting from unceded